once again joined by Jared Graham, drummer of Fire in the Field. Good to see you, Jared.
Good to see you, Mike.
How you been?
I have been fantastic.
And we're going to talk today about one thing: playing live, because that's what we have been missing, and that's what we're kind of all about in a lot of ways. So fun. I mean, honestly, that Fish podcast that you sent me, Jared, was super, super inspiring. Just them talking about their sort of biblical live world. You know, it's like there's so much lore in that world, and it was just so like, oh man, like live music just rules. You know, it's just, it's incredible, and I love that their style is so much about, they were defining it as not about anything in particular. It's just music in a lot of ways, which is great. You know, think about Miles Davis saying, like, you know, never heard any folks play no music, and or any horses play no music, about asking about folk music, and it's just like, just make music, you know. Anyways, I digress.
Yeah, and I sort of like, and not that we sound like Fish or do that thing at all, but sort of in the Fire in the Field realm, there's a bluesy aspect, there's a funky aspect, there's an improvisational aspect live, especially. There's never the same set list, there's never the same order. The songs aren't always, like, you know, done like right to the CD. You know, there's like solos that are taken, and we feel off each other and play with the dynamics and sort of create that live experience where the record is one thing, and then the shows are each their own thing.
Yeah, I really miss that feeling of when we play so much together. It's like when you play live, I love that feeling of okay, this is a well-oiled machine. Let's see where it goes if we do this, you know, and just kind of being ready to take a chance on something, you know, that we didn't expect. It's always really fun. I think that some of those, the best moments come from that.
Those are my favorite moments.
You know, approach, or I guess, if you will. But
well, one show that that I think that was, you know, I'm so grateful that we were able to do was up at that Granite Roots.
The last one amazing. We played, yeah.
We were able to play that, you know, in 2020.
That was the last
distanced
show?
Yeah, last show outside. It was great. And we had some of those moments, you know.
Yeah, we did.
We were starting to sound really great with Josh on board and
Miss Josh
feeling it out.
Yeah, he's a great bass player. He hears a lot of harmony that I wouldn't have otherwise, or, you know what I mean? He brings a different sort of like color to the whole thing. That's just like, it's really nice, and it's really easy to get inspired from that, to play something that I didn't expect to play, which is always something that you look forward to when you play with other people, you know what I mean? It's like Josh totally brings that out. You know, wherever you are, Josh.
Yeah, man.
You're in episode 3 of Mike in the Field.
Can't wait to, like, you know, get in the room and shed with the three of us for like an extended period of time before we hit up, you know, hit the road.
Do
and
the
start
work,
playing shows.
Man. Just get sweat going. Do the work.
Yep. Do the work.
Yeah. Oh man, I miss it. In the spirit of ridiculous questions like episode 2, can you rank, is there a hierarchy for you of Fire in the Field shows that we've played in the last in 2020 or 2019? What's the hierarchy? Is there a pinnacle to that?
You know, I think Bishop's Lounge, when Troop came up.
Oh man, Troop.
And played with us. I thought, you know, we had a killer rehearsal session. We went out there and just had the most amazing set. The crowd was so loving. The show was on fire. The energy was through the roof. I loved that show.
Talk about another guy, Troop, Andrew Schlesser. I can't pronounce his last name because I just call him Troop. He's from North Carolina, and he's played a few shows with me over the years when I traveled down there, and he's become a great friend. And, you know, like Josh, but completely different player, really, than Josh.
Entirely different.
And it's just when you're on stage with Troop and you look over and you just see his passion, and he's just so in the moment, just having the time of his life.
The energy he has on stage.
Infectious thing. And I think that the people of Bishops really, really fed off that, you know, and that was kind of like our in, where it's just like, right. Oh man, this guy's having so much fun. Not in a weird way, like, oh.
No, he was loving doing what he was doing.
Super genuine. And that just kind of felt like I was freed at that point. You know what I mean? It's just like, oh, well, we've won over the, like, let's have fun kind of vibe. And now I'm totally free to just dance around on top of what you guys were putting out. And it was just made for just such a great night.
That was a fun one. The Boston Local Music Fest really stands out, man. Also. for more ways than one, I mean, I think that we had a great show. I think the band played great. I think we won over a lot of crowd. But for that lunatic who was throwing fists.
There was a lunatic, yeah.
That certainly made it memorable.
Yeah, so for those of you who don't know, the Boston Local Music Festival, that was held, where is that called?
That was City Hall Plaza?
Yeah, thank you. It's like we're right outside the Boston PD headquarters.
City Hall Plaza.
And we were playing Tomahawk full blast, and this deranged man who may have been on some sort of amphetamine or something, he was definitely up. He was definitely peppy because he started throwing fists and trying to claw at people, and he grabbed a couple people that were dancing to the song. And it was just like, the song itself is like Tomahawk, you know, it's talking about the cycle of violence, really, and just like how it's a perpetuating cycle, but it's a heavy song. So it felt, for me doing it and singing those lyrics and seeing that happen, it felt really horrible.
Yeah, I
did not feel good.
No, man. At first, you know, when I saw it, I was like, whoa, is this guy into it? And then I saw what was going on, and I was like, oh, this needs to stop. Like, what are we, what's going to happen?
It felt so bad that I literally stopped. We stopped playing. We were like, this is not going to happen. And we stopped, and we had to address it. And luckily, the security there, who was probably just like, you know, not a full-time security guy.
Totally not.
Had to deal with like this murderous psychopath.
Right.
And he dealt with him.
Yeah, and then didn't the cops come and he got away and came back?
Yeah, he came back later on during our set, further away from the center of things. And
yeah.
Was eventually taken down, but that was a really weird moment. But aside from that, it was killer. I actually, the end of the set was my favorite part, dude, when we were playing Eyes, and we just had this super big ending because the only reason we played an ending like that was because the venue we were in.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yep.
It was because it worked for that. Like, it was just, yep, that's what you do here.
Maybe the first time down to Brooklyn, that show was super killer. We did the Least of All recording session.
That was cool.
The one-off vinyl cuts, which was magic.
That was magic.
And then that show. So those four would be standouts, I think.
It's crazy what you do for this stuff. I mean, what time? I think we got in my little Subaru at like 4 a.m. at Jeff's house.
Yeah,
I hadn't slept the night before because I think I had a session the night before or something, or a gig or something, and then drove straight to Brooklyn and didn't sleep. And then we recorded
27.
Yeah, we did like 2 hours straight takes.
Yeah,
it was beautiful. I love this podcast because we can just talk about how awesome Fire in the Field is.
I mean, that was really, that day was magic, man.
And that was Jared Graham and myself discussing some live Fire in the Field shows. Have you been to any Fire in the Field shows? Any favorite Fire in the Field shows? Send me an email at mike@fireinthefieldmusic.com. Get ready, folks. April 16th, 2021. Resurrect, our new record, drops on all streaming platforms. Peace, love, and fire.